And you think we'll see CNN go down because they seem to be burying themselves
pretty quickly.
They're
already down. They're already down. They're already down. They're already done. Now they spend all day. See, no, wait, go back. Go back, go back, go back. So now this is the world of Sid and Marty Croft. That's where this all became. Okay? Then the cable news network is in the Sid and Marty Croft Center with the Omni. This is in Atlanta. And that's where the escalator is. That was built as the world next to the Omni Hotel, the Omni International. That was built for the world of Sid and Marty Croft, which was a cartoon television show for the world of Sid and Marty Croft, where they have these crazy, inappropriate, overstuffed things running around trying to do things. And they made this world. Good metaphor. Then it turns in, and then their little buddy, Mr. Turner, best thing that ever happened to him, so he got rid of that woman, so that's good for her, monster-in-law, yeah, got rid of that woman. And then he came back in, and he said, okay, we'll make a cable news network. And that means that it'll be on all the time. This came from Channel 17. You remember the superstation? That's for Chicago was a superstation. Channel 17 was a superstation, and he was involved in that because Ted Turner's daddy was in the billboard business, Turner's Billboards, and he made a little bitty building right there where all that, the new big TBS station is, and they couldn't touch that building. They built these monster skyscrapers right there on 7585, right there across from Williams Printing at 14th Street. Built these skyscrapers, and this one little building is in the middle. It's stuck. They couldn't tear it down because it's in trust. Well, that became and moved into the world where they did a cable news network, and they made where you could have TV on all the time, meaning all the news that's happening, you had an easy place where you could go and see what was happening. And used to, that's what it was for. That's what it did. And it was great because you could just see if something was happening around the world or some mess going on. You didn't have to wait on damn Tom Brokaw to get you off, honey. You could get off anytime you wanted to. It was all easy. This was before everybody had their world in their pocket, in their telephone thing. Nobody goes to PCs anymore. They all got it in their telephone. You know, ring, ring, it does everything. Mm-hmm. It does everything. So before they had all that, then you could go there, and then they could tell you. Well, then it turned into, once they got into this problem, now they turned into all they do, show after show after show, is talk about how Clinton News Network is still wonderful, and they didn't mean it, and what about that, and why did he say this, and who does he think he is, and we're the news, and we are the news, and without us, he's nothing, and we've given him billions of dollars worth of free airtime, and now he won't give us the time of day, and now we come, therefore they can't come back in the time and wait to come to the place, and this thing runs barely, and back and forth, and now they can't decide, and then he says, you're fake news, you're not real. No one listens to you anymore. You're over phone keys now because you're done. We are through with you. We're not going to use you. You're not going to be invited. You're not going to be done. Anything you do, if you talk about us, it's going to be from our own goddamn tweets. Now, the all of Clinton News Network is reduced to what Donald Trump tweets. That's the only news they have. Or they can have Mr. Schumer come in to tell them what they can tell them about.
Well, his appointees are going to have a lot of trouble because we're not just going to let this thing go off the rails.
He doesn't have the fucking votes. He doesn't get to say what goes on. He can get up there and nut right in the middle of the fucking Senate if he wants to, and nobody's going to give a happy fucking damn. It's over. There is no going back. Do you realize with three more states, President Trump will call for a constitutional convention and can abolish federal income tax in tandem, make it against the Constitution? You need three more governors, and that's all but done.
Well, it's about time we got a president with balls bigger than Texas. That's all I can say.
For sure. Now, to be fair, Lyndon Johnson had very large, he was not testicularly challenged. He was a pretty big boy, so, you know, he's like them new hotels. He had big ball, his clothes had to have a lot of ballroom.
I was speaking metaphorically.
So were we. Carolyn don't like that. Carolyn don't like that, but maybe she'll forgive us. Hopefully she'll forgive us. We'll have to do enough good to make up for the part she don't like. We can work on that, huh?
Absolutely.